Paramount is on the air.
It's great news. Step into my heart. Here's romance. All ready to start.
You're under my protection. Spread all your sweet affection. Right here in my direction. Let me guide you.
It's great news. You'll never go wrong. In my arms, where you belong. Oh, I know a shortcut.
Straight from Hollywood comes this radio preview of This Way Please, the romantic musical picture that marks the film debut of three great radio stars, Fibber McGee and Molly, and that grand trooper who writes such terrible poetry, Mary Livingston, Jack Benny's severest friend and best critic. And now,
Mr.
while we're...
Mr. Whitman!
Who are you?
Oh, I'm the telephone operator at the studio. Talking about Mary Livingston, only last night she came here and called up Jack Benny, and was it fun?
Did you listen in?
What do you think?
Don't you know the telephone operators aren't supposed to listen to private telephone calls?
Yes, and postmen aren't supposed to read postcards either. Would you like me to tell you what Mary said to Jack and what Jack said to Mary and vice versa?
If you insist.
Well, it was like this.
Operator, operator. Hello? Get me Mr. Jack Benny, please. No, no, Jack Benny, you know, Buck Benny Rides Again. Yes? What? I know he has lovely eyes. Just ring him and stop plugging him.
Hello? Yes, who?
Mary? What Mary?
What Mary? Who would be annoying you this time of night?
Oh, Mary Livingston.
What do you want?
I just thought of a swell gag for my picture. This way, please.
Mary, can't all this wait until tomorrow? Look, I'm dead tired and I don't want to...
Just one more thing, Jack.
What?
Yes.
Let's see,
That's right, a poem.
All right, a poem. Get it over with.
It's a Hollywood poem called Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood.
Unusual title for a Hollywood poem.
Quite.
Yeah.
Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood. Where you're acting must be good. Your nightclub atmosphere simply reeks with glamour girls and handsome chic.
Well.
Strong, silent men who whisper hello and dancing dolls who shake like jello.
Oh.
Hollywood. Oh, Hollywood. Where paradise is paramount and vice versa. Good night.
Good night.
And now while Jack tries to go back to sleep, we go on with our preview of This Way, Please. Bringing you such grand stars as Charles Buddy Rogers, Betty Grable, Fibber McGee and Molly, Romo Vincent, Wally Vernon, Jerry Bergen, Ruth Davis, and Mary Livingston. Our first song might be interpreted as a musical welcome to Mary. Delighted to meet you. Sam Coslow's latest hit sung for you by the lovely Betty Grable and Buddy Rogers.
Delighted to meet you.
Delighted to know you.
Permit me to show you around my heart.
You look familiar, it seems.
We must have met before in my dreams.
Nice weather we're having.
Do you like canoeing? And what are you doing the next 50 years?
Where do you live? Can I see more of you? And by the way, did you know I love you?
Delighted and so excited to meet you, dear.
Fibber McGee and Molly, two of the great radio names of America, make their screen debut in this picture, too. Here they are, these grand characters in a scene from This Way, Please. They're standing beside a ship's rail. Any ship from a Staten Island ferry boat to a Honolulu liner, though in this case it's just a stage set. But darned if it doesn't remind Fibber and Molly of the old days when...
Look, McGee, a hunk of a boat. Reminds me of the ride we took when we went to Niagara Falls on our honeymoon, remember?
Oh, yeah, I can see it just like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
What was the name of that boat? The mud on the mast?
Mad at the Most, wasn't it, McGee?
No, that wasn't it. Oh, Maid of the Mist, that was it.
Oh, yes.
Maid of the Mist.
I never forget you trying to get the captain to let you run the boat.
Huh?
He wanted to see if you could climb the falls with it, remember?
Oh, shucks, that would have been a sensation in the newspapers if they'd let me do it. Seagoing McGee does it again.
Oh, my.
Seagoing McGee, I was known as in them days. Seagoing McGee, the salty skipper of the SS Sassafras, swiftly scouring the seven seas and sarcastically snarling at sassy sailors from Seattle to Singapore.
Hold it, hold it. Say, do you remember the little girl that you were afraid would fall over the rail, McGee?
I'll say so. I tried to caution her by yelling at her. I says, look out there, you'll fall overboard there, sis.
I bet you I won't, I bet you.
Why, you're liable to tumble into a whirlpool.
What's a whirlpool?
Whirlpool.
Hmm?
I says whirlpool, not pearlpool.
Why?
Dadgaddit, how should I know why? You says pearlpool. It ain't wheel pearl, it's pole whip. Oh, go ahead and fall overboard and see if I care.
I bet you would care, I bet you.
Well, you're not my responsibility.
Hmm?
I says, you're not my responsibility. What's the idea of sitting up there on that rail like that? That's dangerous.
I know it. Say, do we come back the same way?
Why, sure we do. Why?
Well,
Sure we come back the same way. Why?
Well, will you tell the motorman to stop and pick my little brother up? He fell off way back there.
I wonder why so many people go to Niagara Falls on their honeymoon, McGee.
I suppose it's because it's the first time in a guy's married life he can leave the water running without getting balled out. Don't you get it, Molly? It's on account of because...
Ain't funny, McGee.
Another grand performer, Ruth Davis, whose debut in the recent Mountain Music was so hilarious, comes to our attention again. Ruth, the only man who can impersonate everything from a railroad engine to Donald Duck without the use of any mechanical device, brings us the Sound Effects Man.
For I'm the Sound Effects Man. I'm the Sound Effects Man. I whistle and twitter and sing like a bird. I do what the cat does when lost from the herd. For I'm the Sound Effects Man. How I worry and plan. I'm a factory whistle that shrieks out at noon. I'm a cackle that means we'll have scrambled eggs soon. I'm the howl of the wind in an ocean typhoon. For I'm the Sound Effects Man.
Mary Livingston had never been in a motion picture until she was cast for This Way, Please. That put two stars in the Benny household. Poor Jack. To show you what he has to put up with, we bring you a scene from the picture between Mary Livingston and Ned Sparks. Now, Ned is noted for his self-control. But imagine what happens when a similar situation takes place in the Benny household. The scene. In the office of Ned Sparks, a theatrical press agent. Mary, head usherette, is seated in front of his typewriter, merrily pecking away.
Of course, it's none of my business, but this is my office, my typewriter, my time you're taking up.
My.
Now listen, Maxine.
Quiet, lady working.
This is a business office. I got to get out some publicity.
I'll be finished in a minute. Darn my stuff. Where's the dictionary?
What are you sitting on?
I said, where's the dictionary?
Now listen, go and play with your dolls. I got to get out some stuff to get people into this theater.
I'm helping you out, Inky. I'm putting novelty into your publicity.
As for instance?
Poetry.
Is this it?
Yes, read it.
Poetry.
That's the title.
That's a novelty already. When you come to our theater, the management will gladly cater. Oh, you don't rhyme, you see? Theater, cater, it's no good. What's the matter with your skull?
Let me read it. When you come to our theater, the management will gladly cater. See?
For the sake of argument, no, but read on.
For our efforts are untiring to whatever you're desiring. Day and night we are perspiring to give the most for the least money.
Have you got a pistol?
A pistol? What for?
Let it go. Go on with a sad story.
That's all there is.
That's all there is? Why didn't you finish it?
I couldn't find a rhyme for money.
Now, what about bunny, funny, honey, sunny? What do they rhyme with?
If it's money, I'll die.
Mm-hmm.
Way Please raises a beautiful young lady to stardom. Pronounced the perfect American girl by Russell Patterson, nationally famous artist, winning the sensational raves of critics, acclaimed by film producers and fans alike, Betty Grable wins a top spot in the motion picture world through her splendid performance in this picture. She sings, she dances, she romances, though at this moment we will confine the demonstration to her singing one of the hit songs of the show. Is it love or infatuation?
Is it love or infatuation? Can this be paradise inside? Is the thrill of a new from a dizzy high? In my heart there's a plea for the key to this mystery. Can it be,
oh, can it be
infatuation?
Stars and songs, romance and laughter is one of the gay musical treats of the fall season. This radio preview was produced in the Paramount Studios in Hollywood.